Dear friends and colleagues, I speak to you today on behalf of the CISA Council, the CISA Executive, and of course, the CISA Presidency. These are extraordinary and challenging times for all of us. And I'm sure that you've all heard the presidential address to the nation calling for the 21-day nationwide lockdown from midnight, 26 March 2020, to help flatten the COVID-19 curve and contain the spread and human costs of the pandemic. This is truly an unparalleled public health crisis in our country's history and will be accompanied by an array of emotional, familial, social, occupational, institutional and economic burdens that we will all have to bear and shoulder as a collective in the coming days, weeks and months. This is a challenging time and an unprecedented development in most of our lifetimes. It will require consummate leadership, cool heads, considered insights, and sober-minded decision-making. Most importantly, it will require actions that speak to the promotion of the public good and to the necessity for solidarities that address the health and well-being of all our citizens. This is a moment when we will be asked to fulfill multiple roles, to care for others, to provide security, to answer questions that we may not have answers to show compassion for those in need, to pursue just outcomes for all, and of course, to have a realistic appraisal of the seriousness of the pandemic that we face. I urge us all to draw on the wisdom of our intellectual collectives, on the support of our friends and colleagues, and of course, on the values of generosity in our communities of practice, and to rise to the challenge to attenuate the potentially dire effects of this contagion. Many of us are also mental health workers on the front line. And we will see increased levels of anxiety, obsessionality, compulsivity, mood disturbances, traumatic stress reactions, a decrease in frustration tolerance, and an increase in the levels of conflict, not to mention the fatigue that many will experience. We, of course, will be tested under these circumstances. We should guard against social atomization and individual self-interest that one often sees in the form of panic buying and hoarding. This can only serve to rupture our current levels of social cohesion. While the disease itself does not discriminate, we should be mindful that varying degrees of privilege afford us different levels of choices, and again, we have to act with deliberacy in the service of the collective and the public good. Quarantine, of course, brings with it its own challenges, especially when it occurs without volition. We have to guard against the overconsumption of information that can often lead to secondary and ongoing forms of traumatization. Social distancing, as we've come to know it, is not an equivalent to social isolation. Here we have to be mindful of seeking out new connections, whether these are through digital technologies or other forms of connectivity. We have to find ways of connecting beyond COVID-19 to ensure that we establish new rhythms in our social and our psychological lives. For those on the front lines, we wish you strength and safety. To our various publics that we serve, we are here to support you. To our members, we ask that you give freely and readily of your resources and your expertise. And of course, CISA is here to support you wherever you may need us and through all of our structures. Please do remember at this time, practice good hand and respiratory hygiene. Use the information at your disposal, especially from sites like the WHO and of course on our own CISA website as well. Friends and colleagues, finally, I want to appeal to you all to function on the basis that we are already in a state of lockdown. As far as possible, we should be working remotely. It is now our responsibility to ensure that the curve is flattened. This means behaving single-mindedly in line with this objective for the next 3 weeks to come. As the CISA Presidency, we wish you all of the best. Be safe, take care of yourselves, and good day. Thank you.